about 45 seconds.
Bringing you another hour of the hottest tracks from around the globe.
Paul will be able to tell you, he'll put you on hold. And then, he might ask you, I guess we could ask you what your name is, but we'll identify you by your area code. That's the best way that we can actually do that. So, again, that number is 516-595-8135. If you got any comments for Bob, questions or concerns, whether it be, if you're in Arkansas, that's even all the better. I see Faith on the chat asked a question, will the med beds cost money? I believe that she's trying to say cost money.
Good question. I can only speculate on that since the med beds themselves will be a pretty expensive item. In some cases, there may be some cost. I think the cost, if there are costs involved, it will be minimal.
That's what I'm thinking is that, with how we were bamboozled, is the only word I could say, for years, going back to, I want to say as far back as 1917, back to the Titanic when J.P. Morgan and everybody got together as bankers and they decided that they wanted to control the central banking system is what they had put in place. And they controlled us and made us their slaves. They got to the point where in the 1950s they said, well, let's start sending women into the workplace. We can start taxing them, and we'll get more money, taxing, the women that are in the workplace. And I have read so much about this Nasara Gasara that we're actually going to go back to the 1950s, where you pay, very minimal for just about anything. And some of the mortgages might be wiped out. There was a lot of information on that. I sure hope that, when it first came out, they don't even know if they're going to name this Argasar, because I think they started to put this in Clinton. When Clinton was in, they had just set this up, but it never happened because of 9/11. So I think it's been reworked on the Trump administration and probably John F. Kennedy Jr. and all them, but they're gonna make it a lot easier for people. And if you think about it, if we've been slaves and paid into everything so much that they're gonna start to say we're gonna make your life easier. And one of the things that I heard, and I don't know what the rules are around any of this, is that you would actually, some of the mortgages would be wiped out, and
all the mortgages
will be wiped out.
Student loans, I'm understanding, will be wiped out because all these are usurious items. They set up in a way that they should not, unlawfully. And have to be careful with how to use that word, because there's a difference between the legal and the law.
Yeah.
But the, back to the med beds and any cost associated with that, we're used to having to pay medical insurance so that if we go to the doctor, go to the hospital, insurance pays the most or all of that, and it drives prices up extremely high. We won't have insurance for med beds. We won't need insurance. If there's a fee, it'll be a nominal fee. I have no idea what the fee structure will be, but it won't be something that the average person couldn't easily afford and get some great benefits out of it. So, I mean, if you have the funds to pay for something and, you go have a service done like that, why not pay for it? It's not an issue. Right now, we're living in a world to where we're burdened with the high cost of medical system, of insurance, and this just drives up the cost where without those things, it makes it very difficult to pay for stuff. We're getting away from it. We're getting totally away from it.
Yeah, get away from Big Pharma too, the farm I should say, because I got to be careful on YouTube what I actually say here. So yeah, and one of my short videos that I did, Negative 48 was talking about that, how they kept us dependent on those little medicines.
Yeah, and we don't think anything about it, but that we've been around. We've kind of grown with it and just learned to accept it,
mm-hmm.
and it's not been right. So these things are being corrected so that this stuff is good, better, not just for us. So,
I've got a question that popped up on for Paulette Kelly, and she was wondering, do you get a home if you don't own a home? She was wondering.
Yes, you will have, now this is what I'm understanding, you will have a place to live. If somebody, let's just take it like this, somebody, we're given some type of income, and a person chooses not to work, they're perfectly able-bodied, but they choose not to work, we have other people that do that in this case, then that will be fine. They will have a place to live. You know, it may be minimal, but you'll have food and a place to live and the basic necessities. Now, if you want more, then, of course, you provide back to the system in the form of work so that you can have more. And I think, mm-hmm. by and large, that's the way people will be. They won't be struggling to buy a home. You'll have a home that will be comfortable. Probably the home of your choice, home that you can afford, and the home loans will be nothing like what we're experiencing right now, because you won't have the high interest mortgage. Mortgage may be something as far as the percentage going to be like a half of 1% at the very most. And that way you're not paying extravagant fee, you know, paying 2 or 3 times for the home you've worked over the 15, 20 years, 30 years that you have the home. It's designed right now to defeat you.
Yeah. And, yeah, with the refinancing and take money out, and it's just to keep you trapped in that house forever. So, Paulette, I hope that answers your question. That was good. That was good, Bob. If you have more, please share.
Well, it's just that we're getting into a time that we've never experienced this before. So some of the things that I'm saying are speculation, and it's going to happen in some fashion along the lines of what I've been told or what I've discovered, but exactly how it works and how it's going to pan out, I don't know. We won't need the insurance. We won't pay for utilities. We'll have free utilities. Now, the device that provides those utilities, like the electric, then we may have to rent that or pay a nominal fee to purchase it. But other than that, no, you won't have that. And we will also, this is one of the things that I think is equally as important, we're going to get into self-driving cars.
Tesla, right? Tesla.
That's, yeah. And that's needed, and it's already available, but it's not allowed, as I'm understanding, the insurance industry is fighting that a bit because self-driving cars.
A lot of this is going to take a while. It's not going to all happen at once. It's going to be stretched out probably over 10 years, I would think, up to 10 years.
It's
going
to happen pretty fast, but it will take a period of time. Because we've got to learn not only the processes that they'll be put in front of us, but we've got to learn how we want to help them.
Right. When going back to the housing, somebody, CA, is asking, how will it work for renters? Do you have any idea about that?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, you can certainly still rent if you choose to rent. There may be reasons to do so. But those who decide they want to purchase a house will have the funds. And the, as I'm understanding it, the application process, let's just say you're going to buy a home that's, I don't know, $150,000, $200,000, you don't have that kind of money, the funds will be available through the lending system, whatever that might look like, and it'll be a much less complicated system than what we've seen before, and in real systems of where you won't have to struggle to try to make the payments. And I think the biggest thing in any lending system that we might have in the future with this new rollout is that the lending system is not designed for you to pay. Right now, it's designed for you to pay.
Yeah, you know, with the way that everything is, and we know how it is, it's all, government is big, banking is big, and I believe you, I'm not sure, you have a banking background also?
I've dealt with a lot of banks back in the rental business. I have trained a lot of bankers on how the rental business works, because I was one of the early adopters in that line of business. We blaze and trails in that. All over the state of Arkansas. A lot of nice people, but no, they didn't have a clue about their rental business. Sometimes it didn't take time to learn it, and if they're confused, and I confused a lot of them, their confused mind is